All right, so in the last couple of minutes of the show, though, I wanted to switch gears a little bit to talk about another big tech story. This one, it has to do with Facebook getting in trouble for a deeply invasive technology that they deployed. They got in trouble for Apple for that. We'll talk about why. But Facebook pulled back, but then reskinned the technology, redeployed it, and then paid teenagers to use it, which means that Facebook had the keys to everything contained in the teenagers' phones. Well, Josh Constein, editor-at-large for TechCrunch, broke this story, and he joins us now from San Francisco. Josh, it's good to have you on the show.
Hi there.
Okay, so your story really caught a lot of attention from people in the tech world. I wanted to inform more people about it. So first of all, what is this technology or this app that Facebook initially got into trouble with Apple? What was it? Why was it problematic?
So Facebook was releasing this app called Facebook Research, and it was a secret program under the name Project Atlas that was designed to recruit people aged 13 to 35, so that includes teenagers, and pay them $20 a month in gift cards to install a VPN and give Facebook root network access to their phone so that Facebook could look at everything they do on their phone, all of their web traffic, for competitive intelligence, so it could figure out what apps to buy or to clone. But this was really frightening to people because it involved teenagers who didn't necessarily know how much of their privacy right. they were selling.
Okay, so they got in trouble with Apple for that because it was the app was accessed through through Apple's App Store.
So the problem here was that Facebook used the Apple Enterprise Certificate Program, which is supposed to be only for distributing apps to employees, the kind of internal workplace tools that you wouldn't want in the App Store. But because Facebook was doing this, Apple never had to review this app like everything else that goes in the App Store. And Facebook was distributing this to teens who were definitely not their employees. I'm pretty sure you can't pay employees in gift cards. And so Apple got very mad about this, and Facebook actually claimed that it was completely in line with Apple's policy when we first asked them about it. But 7 hours later, Facebook had to take down the app suddenly, and the next morning we learned that Apple had forced it to do so.
Okay, so here's the really interesting thing about this story, is that Facebook had tried this once, right? It gets in trouble with Apple, and that they took down the app, but then Facebook redeployed it, right? With barely making any changes. I mean, the analogy that I was seeing on Twitter was, you know, someone said Facebook got its hand caught in the cookie jar, then puts on a fake mustache and puts its hand back in the cookie jar. So they redeployed this app all over again?
Exactly. Last year, Facebook was deploying an app similar to this in the App Store officially, but Apple changed its policies and basically forced Facebook to remove it. But we discovered that a ton of the same code mentioning the exact same name of that app, Onivo, was found in this Facebook research app. So it was obvious that they knew that Apple didn't want this kind of app in the App Store, and they deployed it anyways. And that's why people like Senator Blumenthal said that wiretapping teens is not research and it should never be permissible, and saying that Facebook has a complete disregard for data privacy. And when you mess with Tim Cook, you're going to get burned. Apple did not take kindly to it. And what happened next was actually really surprising.
So what happened next?
So because Apple deactivated this Facebook research app, it also deactivated all of Facebook's internal employee tools. So that meant its workplace chat tool, its workplace collaboration tool, but also its lunch menu and even the schedule for its shuttles from San Francisco to its headquarters.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So a major spat there between Facebook and Apple. But Josh, so the bigger issue here, though, is, I mean, you used the phrase that Senator Blumenthal said about wiretapping teens, and that Facebook, it seems from your reporting, is so brazen in putting this technology back out there, paying teens, what, $20 a month to give essentially, perhaps they didn't know it, but complete access to their phones. I mean, hearing this, it sounds like just once again, Facebook just kind of like ignoring all the concerns people keep raising about their approach to privacy.
The company has a deep inherent problem with misreading public perception of its practices. The company actually told me that there was nothing secret about this program, even though it never announced it. There was no Facebook help pages or blog posts about it. It used intermediaries to run the program under names like Project Atlas and Project Kodiak. And TechCrunch actually discovered that Facebook had threatened to sue users who actually revealed or talked about this publicly. It's so clear that Facebook was trying to do this secretly. And I really think we're going to need to continually look closer at this company's practices.
Well, Josh Constein, editor-at-large for TechCrunch, he broke the story headlined, Facebook Pays Teens to Install VPN That Spies on Them. We've got a link to that at onpointradio.org. Josh, thank you so much, and thanks for your reporting.
My pleasure.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.